This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For New England!
Welcome back. Hour number two of Cordishi and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI. Scott and Nick with you. You know, we got an interesting text during the break, and
more about Andy Reid and his pizza.
No, that is going to be the best text of the morning. That will not be passed.
I can't imagine his topping game is lacking.
Oh my goodness, it's great.
You know, one of the things before the Ivy League shut down sports for the fall semester.
Yep.
One of the things that was already being discussed at Brown was, okay, if we have sports in the fall, we're not getting on airplanes, right? We're not flying from city to city. So if you have a cross-country trip planned on your schedule in the fall, you need to cancel that and try to replace it with a local opponent, right? Somebody close by you can get on a bus and go to. And I think, you know, that impacted, I want to say, like, for instance, I think the UCal Berkeley women's soccer program was coming east to play Bryant and Brown in the fall, and I think they had to cancel that trip. Sure. But likewise, I'm sure Brown had teams that were scheduled to go out west or go south or go to the Midwest, what have you, right? So somebody texts and said, for the upcoming men's basketball season, are the four Rhode Island schools looking to schedule more local non-league opponents related to Brown? Is it possible there might not be any non-league games, Kevin and Taunton? So, Kevin, good text, right?
Yeah, it is.
So, let me answer the second part of that question first. With Brown, might there be any non-league games? To me, it almost looks that way, but again, no inside information, no knowledge here. But if the Ivy League is saying we're not playing any competition until the end of the fall semester, that takes you to mid-December.
Yep.
Okay? This year, the Ivy League changed its schedule where, like other conferences, they were starting in early January. Their first Ivy League game, Brown, is scheduled to be, I believe, January 2nd at the Palestra in Philadelphia against Penn.
That early?
Yes. So it is conceivable that if there is a men's basketball season in the Ivy League, that it would only be league play, that you might be playing just 14 league games, your seven Ivy opponents twice, home and away, and that could be it. So to answer the second part of your question, yes, that's a possibility. However, if you were looking at the possibility, and I'm not just saying Brown, any school of a full schedule, and you're worried about getting on planes and traveling all over the country, particularly to some of these hot spots, like Brown had a game schedule and still does, I don't think it's been canceled, at the University of Texas, December 29th, down in Austin.
Right.
Would it make more sense for all colleges to think this way? And I know this would involve a lot of schedule readjustment, just playing locally. And I say that, I came up with 22 New England schools that play Division I men's college basketball. There's four here in Rhode Island, right? Brown, Bryant, Providence, URI.
Yep.
You've got, in Massachusetts, Boston College, Harvard, Northeastern, BU, Holy Cross, UMass, UMass Lowell. In New Hampshire, you have UNH and Dartmouth.
Yep.
In Connecticut, you have UConn, Central Connecticut, Sacred Heart, Hartford, Quinnipiac, Yale.
Yep.
You've got Vermont in Vermont. You've got Maine in Maine. Theoretically, if you wanted to do it, if you said, you know, it might be just safe for us to stay in our own little New England bubble and get on buses and try to stay away from the overnight trips, right? You don't want to go in a hotel. You don't want to expose yourself to anything unnecessarily. you could do something like that. Do I think that's going to happen? No. But it kind of makes sense, right? I think what we're looking at right now is the same thing that we're seeing college football. We've seen two conferences in the Power Five already come out, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, saying we're playing conference games only. I can envision a scenario in the fall where in the winter, where that might be the case for the Big East, for the Ivy League, and for other conferences, and just saying now that would involve, if you're in the Big East, getting on an airplane because you're flying to Creighton. You're not busing to Creighton.
I was going to say, with the Big East, it's
okay?
Tricky.
In the Ivy League, they're all bus trips. But I'm just saying, I guess there are ways, if you wanted to have a non-conference schedule and you wanted to be safe about it, that you could, theoretically. I question whether or not it's safe to take overnight trips, right? To stay in a hotel, to get on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even getting on a bus and staying overnight at a hotel. Like, Brown would have to bus to Cornell. I mean, you're not going to drive there day a game. It's a six-hour bus ride.
Can't do it.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's tricky. Yeah, it's tricky to think about. Because I thought about Brown, and I thought about, okay, how could they make up for some of the lost non-conference games? You know, because you know now that they can't play until at least mid-December, as you said, Scott. And I had thought about, too, that they were going to move up games. I just didn't know how early it was going to be with the Ivy League. But the thing with the Ivy League schedule is you have weekends where it's one game in one place. Like that January 2nd, you said, was it? You said Yale?
At Penn.
Oh, at Penn. Okay. I mean, if you're, say you're home against Penn and it's a lone game for a weekend, could you theoretically call, I don't know, call Ed Cooley at Providence and say, do you have a Tuesday that's open? That we could play. Like, because the Big East and a lot of other schools play, you know, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Friday, that sort of thing. You know, Mike Martin might have to get creative with his scheduling, but if it's a trip up the street to the dunk or them coming to the pits or whatever, you're going 5 minutes down the road.
Ed Cooley's not going to the pits.
I know he's
again.
Not. I just said that to be politically correct. I know he's not coming to the pits, and I didn't want to make it. I want to just play equal both sides. I know they're going to have to go to the dunk. But still.
And Brown's okay with that, by the way.
Oh, no, I know. I said that. I knew you were going to react to that way. Neither is David Cox. Yeah, URI's not coming back to the pits either after what happened last year.
No. They still have a home-and-home schedule.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that runs for a couple, two, three more years. I'm not sure,
that.
But I think so.
Well, does he? I would say, okay. Now, put it this way. If he had the choice, would he come to the pits? Probably not. After
no,
what
of
happened
course
last
not.
Year. But point is, it's 5 minutes up the road. So can you go on a Tuesday night and play PC and then go play that Friday night game against Yale or Cornell or whoever it is that you've got scheduled for that weekend? Conceivably, with Brown, you might be able to do that. But with some of these other schools, if it starts coming down, like say, like I think with PC, if I'm not mistaken, you know, maybe Friar fans can help me with this. I think they're supposed to go to Maui this year. I think they're supposed to go to the Maui Invitational in November. That's not going to – is that going to happen?
Well, think about Hawaii. Every single one of their road games, they get on an airplane.
Yeah, right.
Like, there's no other in-state schools for them to play.
Yeah. I believe I'm correct in saying that they have the Maui Invitational this year, which I think to myself, is that going to happen? Are they going to be able to go out there and play – go out there, first of all, but then secondly, play those schools?
I've been told the Big East is already preparing for a 20-game season,
yeah,
playing conference foes only.
Yeah, and
now,
that makes
now,
sense.
Now, whether or not that's going to happen, I'm told that they are already talking about that possibility.
As they should be. As they should be coming up with these contingency plans for all of these sports. They really should. But if that's the case, you know, and you can get non-conference games in, I think to Kevin's point, the texture – I think that's the way you go. I think you have to sort of, yeah, you have to localize things. You can't go far. And, you know, for some of these schools, it hurts because, you know, I think of like last year, what was the benefit there for Brown going to Cameron Indoor and playing Duke?
Oh, it was awesome.
It's one, it's the exposure and the, you know, but two.
Just a great experience for the kids.
It's good. Yeah. It's good for the program financially.
Absolutely.
That's what I think about, is that you're going to lose some of this financial aspect to it. But if that's the hit you're taking, but still being able to go out there and play games and schedule different things, you know, you got to do what you got to do at this point to keep yourself safe. And so I think it's, you're going to see some creative scheduling, I think, with even college basketball, even this early, I think, as Scott mentioned here and hinted at, I think schools are already thinking about it. They are. And I think New England, like you said, there's a lot of schools here. They could do it. Schools could do it.
You know, it's funny. I received an email over the weekend from the director of sales at the Trumbull, Connecticut Marriott.
Okay.
Asking me, saying, I assume that you want to cancel the football team's reservation there this November because Brown football was scheduled to play at Yale, but the Ivy League called off fall sports.
Yeah.
I when I was a director of football operations, I made those reservations, and I made them 2 years out. The way I would handle it was as soon as we finished the game against that team, and I knew we were playing there in 2 years because we'd host them the following year, That Monday, I would get on the horn with that hotel and say, okay, we want to book you from 2 years from now. Here's the date. Boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
So I would get the contract signed and all stuff like that. And I'm no longer in that role now. So I said, look, I said, I'm no longer the DFO. Here's the contact, the new director of football operations at Brown. But you are correct. We want to cancel that reservation. And obviously, because of the pandemic, there's no penalty or to get out of reservations like that. But it's just crazy to think of where we are right now in this world.
Thank you to Chris Zaletta, by the way. You just confirmed to me. Yeah, they're part of the Maui Field. PC is this year. So
okay.
That's what I thought. And that, to me, is the one of the first things I think of on their schedule. You know, and I don't know. I'll look up what Rhodey's part of this year, too. Because those teams always are part of big tournaments in places. And that, to me, is... That's the first thing that's probably going to go on your schedule. It is.
Yep.
And you'll have to fill it with...
Well, Brown was hosting a tournament this year. Now, I think they were local teams.
Were they really?
Oh, yeah.
Were they doing like the Brown Invitational
they did a couple years ago.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I want to say BU was one. I think BU, I don't remember if it was like Sacred Heart and Army. I don't know who. But in any event, yes, they were going to host one in November.
See, selfishly, that was so fun. I did all those games for ESPN Plus that weekend.
Yep.
Like, not just the Brown game. It was really fun to do.
Oh, is that right? To do other teams?
Like, I did like Army, Sacred Heart.
Yep.
Like, I did the whole tournament. Oh, that was so fun. Oh, man. That would be fun.
Yep.
Nick Coit, the next Marv Albert right here.
That's been a fun thing, man. Like, I've really enjoyed going and calling these games and being at the pits for non-conference, conference, you name
it, man. You see where Nesson aired
I was on Nesson again this week. That was nice. Yeah. That was nice. Yeah, it was. But those are fun. You know, it's been fun Friday, Saturday nights. That's what you think of, and that's what you want to get back to. And but it's tough. You just can't imagine when it's going to happen.
Safely. I mean, I feel bad for obviously every sports team because of what's going on right now. But I think Brown basketball was going to have a pretty good team this fall, too.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see them play.
Well, I want to see them against the competition there, too, because I think they have some experience, whereas I think some of the other teams in the Ivy League just lost some big parts and pieces. You know, you're not going.
Well, don't
against...
kid yourself. Brown did too. I mean, Anderson and Hunsaker. Those are pretty big losses.
Oh, they are. But when you have a guy like Cho returning, you know, that's a pretty good piece to come back with, along with Jalen Gainey, maybe the most electric.
Isn't he fun to watch? And you know who I'm told has looked real good this offseason is Dan Friday.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I he's gritty to me. He's a gritty kid. And I also like kids that, you know, behind the scenes, you see them working hard, and you're like, that's a good vibe. I saw that with young Perry Cowan last year. We'd be cleaning up after a game, whatever. We'd be walking out of the pits, and he'd pull out the shooting machine, and he'd put it underneath the basket, and he'd just start put his headphones on, and he'd just start shooting. And that to me is like, that's a kid he's driven.
You know, we talked about the financial ramifications for the Power Five conferences if there's no college football this fall. Think about if there's no college basketball for PC.
I know.
I mean, you want to, and you know, URI for that matter too, but Providence College, that runs their athletic budget and department. You know, Providence College basketball, that's a huge source of revenue for that school.
Right. Step by step, but you starting to think about these things with the semester getting wiped out with the Ivy League, and you hope in a few months things can change very quickly with this virus, as we've learned. You know, a month ago, I felt like we were in a decent place, or decent enough where, okay, return of sports, you feel okay about it, you feel okay about the bubble, and then the virus numbers just soar up. And so it changes quickly, and who knows when we might get a vaccine? Who knows when those sorts of things are going to be available to us? So you just sort of take it as it comes. But you're right, Scott. You're starting to think about those things, and it's scary. It really is that we would go this long with this thing wiping out season by season as we go along.
And then there's so many more implications involved here if seasons get wiped out. do students then withdraw from school for a year to retain a year of eligibility? And then how does that impact future incoming freshman classes in terms of scholarships and this? It's crazy.
It is nuts
right now.
And you thought one spring season was going to be, you know, a lot to handle in that regard. Now you're talking about a full year. A full year. Because the Ivy said they'll maintain their eligibility, correct?
I think, yes, for the spring.
Well, but, I mean, for the fall, when they made this announcement this week.
Right.
Yeah, you would, okay.
But again, the Ivy League's different in that there's no athletic scholarships,
yep.
Number one. Number two, when you graduate from an Ivy League school, you can't stay there and go to grad school and use that year of eligibility.
Would they revisit that now?
I think they should, but I don't think they will.
I think that's foolish.
I think they'll have to use that year of eligibility at grad school elsewhere as they have to now.
I think that's foolish.
Like Christian Montano did. He went to Tulane, played football there.
Oh, but think about, God forbid, the basketball season gets wiped out and Tamanik Joe wants to play one more year.
I can't envision him in another uniform other than a Brown uniform.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
You have to revisit that policy if you're the Ivy League. That one to me makes me shake my head.
Well, again, the only recourse for Cho, if he wanted to finish at Brown, he would have to withdraw from school this year.
Right now.
Right?
Yeah.
And say, I'm right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how do you withdraw from school right now not knowing if you're going to have a season?
Right. No, you're right.
You can't.
You can't. You're tied. Like, your hands are tied. You just don't know what. Yeah. This is tough. But you sort of, again, you take it as it comes, see what comes down the road, and go from there.
401-737-1287, the phone number, the text line 37937. You are listening to Cordishy and Coit on WE.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.